Good morning. This is Tommy Hayes, and I'm so glad you joined with me today for Morning by Morning, May 1st, 2024. Alive in Christ by the Spirit of Christ in us. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Take me by the heart and lead me by your Spirit into all you have for me today, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Romans 8:14. This morning, the word comes to mind from Romans chapter 8. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Romans 8:9-11. By your mercy and love, by the power of your grace and compassion of your will, that all who would turn to you and trust in you would be saved in you. I do know I have the Spirit of Christ living in me. Verse 9. Indeed, the Spirit of God dwells in me. Verse 9. The Spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead dwells in me. Verse 11. Lord, let these truths be sealed in my spirit and confirmed in the mind of my soul. Help me see you and see myself with your spiritual perspective. Now and as I go through the moments and challenges and opportunities of my day, as I meditate on your word and welcome your Spirit to bring your word to life in me now, I'm looking at how the Message version of this scripture brings these words to life. But if God himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of him. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what we're talking about. But for you who welcome him, in whom he dwells, even though you still experience all the limitations of sin, you yourself experience life on God's terms. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, he'll do the same thing in you that he did in Jesus, bringing you alive to himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and he does as surely as he did in Jesus, you are delivered from that dead life. With his Spirit living in you, your body will be as alive as Christ. Romans 8, verses 9 to 11 in the Message. I'm alive in Christ, for the Spirit of Christ lives in me, and everyone who has put their faith and hope and trust in you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit of God, and I receive your invitation and the power of your grace to live out this day and all of my life from your perspective of Spirit and truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, this one joined with me right now, they would have your perspective, your spiritual perspective of Spirit and truth to live out their lives this day and every day, knowing that you dwell in them, the Spirit of Christ in them, the very hope of glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, my friend, and you have a great day.